Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grow Siouxland on this fine Saturday morning in the month of May. I am Christy McManamy, the Director of Marketing with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce, and I'm excited that you are choosing to join us on a fine, beautiful morning for this program right here on KSEJ 1360 AM, 94.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the Siouxland Chamber Studios, so we want to send a shout out to our studio producer back at Powell Broadcasting, Mr. Justin Barker, and a big thank you to our sponsor of this program, longtime sponsor, Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. So because it is a beautiful day and we are excited for the warmer weather to finally be here, I know there are boaters right here in Siouxland because we are a river community who are chomping at the bit to get back on the water if they haven't done so already. So you're going to be excited to hear from our guest today, who is Jason Addington. He's the general manager of the Sioux City Marina, works for a company called F3 Marina. And so we're going to talk, Jason, a little bit about the changes that have taken place down there and some of the great opportunities ahead. So welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
So new to the community and new to this role, you've actually been here about a year, but we're the marina's almost ready to go. You're ready. You're open already.
Yes, we opened on May 1, and we were open last year, just limited services last year, but we're trying to get everything fully operational for this summer.
So close to having everything fully operational?
Very, very close.
Fantastic. But people who want to get out and go boating, there's an opportunity for them.
Absolutely. Just give us a call or check our website out. All the reservation information and rates are on the website. And you could also email me from there as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, the changes that have taken place at the marina in Sioux City. But first, we want to get to know you, Jason. So tell us a little bit about yourself and where did you grow up?
Yeah, I grew up in Michigan. I grew up in Flint, Michigan. I went to high school there, then went off to college. I actually went to Air Force Academy, played football there for a little bit, and then transferred back to Michigan and graduated from Hillsdale College, where I played football as well, and went into Chicago and got into the entertainment industry right out of college, working in contracts and affiliate sales there. So I spent about 10 to 12 years working in television in Chicago, then in Minneapolis. So I spent some time in Minneapolis, then off to New York City, where I worked for NBC for a few years, and then a couple other consulting projects after that, and kind of fell into the marina business and started a second career in the marina business probably about 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay, so that's a lot to unpack there because you've given me a lot there, so I have some questions.
Absolutely.
Because obviously we have something in common with the TV business in our past lives, but I'm going to go back to something you said earlier than that. So you played, obviously, a fantastic football player, a talented football player. What was your position? What did you do?
In high school, I played linebacker. Okay. Kind of still have a linebacker build, unfortunately. Would much rather have a wide receiver build, but yeah. I'm stuck with this body. But yeah, I played linebacker there. Had a couple injuries, and that's why I transferred out of Air Force Academy. It's a great experience. Got to play awesome schedules, big schools and stuff like that. And then at Hillsdale was a great experience as well, and finished up my 2 years there, played linebacker there as well. Yeah.
And what was your degree in?
My degree is in business marketing, and then I also got a degree in art.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so tell me about the art side. What was the art side?
Yeah, art side, I always got into painting and drawing when I was a kid. So it's one of those things. Unfortunately, as well as Air Force Academy is an amazing school, they do not have an art program. Okay. Yep. It's more military. Yep. But at Hillsdale, I had a wonderful art program, so I could do both. I could get a great business degree and get an art degree at the same time. So my aspect of marketing, I always thought I was going to get into something that was business with design and something that could combine both skill sets. Yep. But I just fell into the TV side of things because of the opportunities that happened to be presented.
So when you were growing up, were you both an arts kid and an athlete?
Yep, I tried to. Great parents. They kind of pushed us to be well-rounded and do all types of things, you know, make sure we had good grades, and also supported us in all of our athletics. Me, I have older brothers, 2 years older than me. We played baseball, we played basketball, a little hockey here and there, and definitely football.
Yeah. But, and you grew up in a big town.
Yeah, Flint's a good size city. Yep. Yeah. At the time in the 80s, it was pretty tough because we had a lot of manufacturing that closed down. Mm-hmm. And basically my entire family was GM workers, auto workers. So I remember working at the plants there. I mean, we had probably about 16 auto plants, and there's probably only like four or five left in Michigan, in Flint right there. So it was a tough time to be in that area just because of the jobs layoffs. But, you know, it kind of built character. I mean, it's one of those things you always say it's great to be from Flint.
Because
it really teaches you lessons about life. And one of the things was, yeah, make sure you go do get your grades up and get a college degree so you can have a career.
And have a career and resiliency. Right?
Yeah,
how absolutely. To bounce back.
Yeah.
So growing up there, it's interesting because you took this path and got into broadcasting.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit more about
that.
Yeah,
the broadcasting side was definitely, it was on the cable side. So I got out of school in 94 and started a career there. And cable was just taking off. At the time, there was probably only 28 cable channels on TV. So part of my job was working with cable networks. At the time, I was with USA Network, which also had a sci-fi channel. We helped launch that channel. And that when we say launch it, it's like it goes out and try to get all the cable operators to carry that channel. So that was part of my job, was doing those deals to get distribution. And then another opportunity opened up in Minneapolis that was with a shopping network. At the time, it was called Value Vision.
Okay.
The same guys that basically created Cable Value Network, which was sold to QVC, had a non-compete, and they waited, and then they started this next network. So we went there, and the retail side of things, it was very exciting, was getting distribution out through all the country, and I had an awesome opportunity to handle the Western United States. So I got to go to living in Minneapolis is fantastic when you go to Texas, Arizona, and California.
All the warm states.
During the winter. Yeah. So those trips were very strategically planned.
Yes.
So that was great. It was awesome. We built that network. It blew, you know, it really grew really fast. And NBC bought part of the network, and part of that deal, I got to go to NBC. And work for an amazing guy named David Zasloff. And at the time, he's head of the cable properties for NBC, which also included the initial aspect of the Olympics deal in 2000. So part of my job was to negotiate the Olympics deal with the cable operators back then and get all of our properties, whether it be CNBC, our shopping network, and all the other properties, including the Olympics coverage, to all the cable operators and negotiate those deals.
So what was technically your title when you're going through that? I mean, is that considered sales? Is it?
Yeah,
what?
They call it affiliate sales. So you'd have regional managers, directors, and VPs. So my at the time at NBC, I was Midwest director.
You're listening to Gross Siouxland on KSCJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. Our guest today is Jason Addington, the new general manager of the Sioux City Marina, who has a fascinating background, which then goes, how did you get from a background in television and all of these different things to the marina business?
Funny you ask. So after television, I started focusing more on technology and working with how content gets digitized and gets distributed. So I was working with a company that was basically taking old spot reels or commercial reels from three-quarter inch tapes and FedExing them out to a bunch of stations. We were digitizing those and streaming those out over satellite, so commercials, that the national commercials that you see here locally, could just be one button punched in and nobody had to actually physically put a tape in and hit play or automatically hit the cue tone. So we were working on a company like that, and it was very interesting. And I went from that and went back to Chicago and was working with a private investment family that did investment in entertainment and other issues. And that group was very, it was fun time. And it was a friend of mine I grew up with who's great family, and they are huge boaters. So we always boated in Chicago. And it was funny, the marina business just happened to, that marina up in northern Michigan was filed for bankruptcy. It was receivership back to the local city. In bankruptcy. It's a brand new building, and the original owners took off. Well, this family invested in it, and I was talking to my buddy, and he's like, hey, I kind of need someone up there to kind of run the thing and figure out what's going on. So I spent a summer up there in northern Michigan getting to know these boaters and all these people and the marina and figuring out what you do. And it was a dry stack marina that we did in and out services, so it was heated in the wintertime. And I kind of fell in love with the whole business. I was like, what am I, you know, going to the cities and dealing with traffic all day when I could work in this world?
And beautiful environment.
Yeah, and after that closed for the winter, I was like, well, why don't I go down to Florida and see if I can find a marina job? So I moved to Florida, and I was in Florida for 4 years. Wow. And I built a sales department for a marina in Marco Island, and then went to Fort Myers Beach and was a general manager of one of the marinas on Fort Myers Beach. And unfortunately, the hurricane came through and wiped us all out, and the private ownership was going to take them another year to get the reimbursement to rebuild. So at the time, you know, I was like, I really liked it. So let me go and follow this career and go back up north and get back into looking at other opportunities that happen to be some marina opportunities.
Okay. And then you've been in Sioux City now for 1 year?
Yes, 1 year.
1 year.
Yep.
And you've had your hands full.
Yeah, it's been busy. It's been busy. I mean, you think in the wintertime that there's not a lot going on, but we had a lot of construction projects that we had to take care of. We had to replace or reattach our gangway on Dock B because it was falling apart because the river was pushing the dock out. So that was a large project that we finished over the winter.
Yeah, and we're going to learn more about all the repair work that's been done and what boaters can look forward to when we come back from this quick break. So you're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? Call NAI United, the leading commercial real estate firm in Siouxland, serving our community for over 20 years. Connect with their experts, Bo Bronger, Nathan Connolly, Lawrence Jensen, Madison Crayhead, Aiden Vanderloo, and Chris Bogenreef. NAI United agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which means they can assist you regardless of your location. NAI United has commercial real estate solutions for you. Visit NAIUnited.com to learn more. For all your commercial real estate needs, call NAI United.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. I'm Christy McManamy with the Siouxland Chamber, and joining me this morning is Jason Addington, who is the general manager of the Sioux City Marina, and they have made all of these wonderful advancements and improvements down on the riverfront along the Missouri River. So, Jason, thank you again for joining us this morning. In the first half of the broadcast, we learned a little bit about your background and how you ended up coming to Siouxland. So, you've been in this role now for the Sioux City Marina as the general manager for 1 year.
That's correct. 1 year.
Okay. So tell me about the things that you've been in charge of in the process of that 1 year.
Yeah. So when I arrived here last year, the marina had been shut down, I think it was for 18 months. So there was a lot of, at first we had to do an analysis of what's going on here, what's working, what's not working. So make an assessment of that. And obviously, we knew we had a fuel system problem. So that was a number one priority. And so we called up UST engineers to come out there and take a look at it and assess that. And so we've been working on that since, and we're close to finishing that project, very close to finishing that project. But other than that, it's still also the condition of the docks, concrete blocks, the tubs that keep them afloat, repairing those issues. Because of the flood, there is some permanent damage to some of the fingers on the docks. There's some structural damage that cause. So there's only so much you can do and repair on those things. And unfortunately, there's some docks just we probably won't be able to use. Out of the 242, there's some of them that just probably won't be able to use.
And are we still talking back to the 2011 floods?
Yeah.
So a lot of times people don't realize that we're still dealing with this, and it's more than 10 years later, but the level of flooding at that point obviously was historic for those of us who were living here at the time, but we're still repairing things that happened back in 2011.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's the cause of the main, probably 90% of the damage, but the rough winters here are very tough on that marina, especially when the water drops and how the river drops down, because in the wintertime, we're only about 1 to 2 feet of water in there. And the way that structure sits on the floor, the bank there, causes a lot of bending and a lot of stress on the roof as well. So ideally, I mean, the marina is a fantastic infrastructure. It's probably meant to be in a rough river, actually, not a cutout of a river, because of all the steel and concrete, because it's so strong. But the up and down of the marina during the seasons takes a toll on that. So we're trying to come up with a long-term solution to reduce that stress, because it's not good for the city and the community if we're constantly having to repair the thing. Let's come up with a good idea that could give this a place some longevity.
Yeah. And we should mention just again that the city of Sioux City owns the marina, and they have contracted with F3 Marina and you to manage it.
That's correct. Yes. So the city owns it, and so we basically, I tried to provide my expertise in terms of, okay, these are the things that we need to repair, these are priorities, report to the city, and we go through and say, okay, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll do that, and try to get things back to shape as best as possible.
Okay. So for the boaters out there who are listening going, I want a slip down there, I'm ready to go. Are there slips available?
Yes, absolutely. We've got plenty of slips, and I do have boat lifts available too. The boat lifts are a little old, but they're still working. So I wish I had fantastic brand new boat lifts to offer everybody, but I don't. But that's on our list. We're actually going to bring in two brand new boat lifts in the next month or two. I'm not sure how fast they'll get here. But just to show people, hey, these are the new boat lifts that we want to do going forward, and also have them as demos in case somebody wants to privately buy one. You can buy your own boat lift and put it in a slip, and we'll maintain that for you over the year and over the wintertime. So once you see the new boat lifts, you're going to be wow. But the ones that were there, they're just getting worn out because when they were left in the ice for two seasons in the water, and you have muskrats chewing on the plastic and the tubing, they break down. They got to be well kept, and somebody needs to be there, you know, taking care of the marina constantly.
Absolutely. So a lot of times people who are not boaters may not understand the size of boats that you can manage in there because, you know, at one point after the flooding, it's been dredged, correct? So it's a little deeper now, obviously, but in the wintertime, the water goes down, and hopefully in the springtime, it rises up. How big of a boat could you have at the marina?
Yeah, I mean, right now, water levels, we're throughout the marina, we're around 8 to 7 feet of water, which is plenty of water for any size boat, basically. Nothing's going to draft that deep that comes through here. Our slips go from 20 foot all the way up to 40 foot on our A-dock. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of big boats like that around here anymore that to fill that. So I kind of use the A-dock for transient. So all the people listening that want to come from North Dakota or come up from Omaha and spend the night, go to the casino or your favorite restaurant here, you can come up, go online, book a slip for the night and do it and pay for it. Come in, dock, go out for the night and come back and float back down to Omaha or drive back up to North Dakota. But the other side of the boats are the 20-foot slip boats or D-dock. And we price that under $1,000 for the season because we know how many people that take their boat to the lift, the launch, and have to deal that when you're waiting in line to launch your boat.
And you're talking the public boat ramp. Yep.
So why deal with that? Even if you're just doing it on the weekend, wouldn't you like to have a slip on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday and just have to do it twice? You can pull it out. You can still gas it at the local gas station and wash it as well. We also do offer a wash station.
Okay.
So if you can't get a boat lift and you worry about your boat getting dirty, we have a little lift wash station behind the ship store. So if you want to have your boat come up, we'll pressure wash it and get all the buildup off of your boat as well. So you don't necessarily need a lift. I know everybody wants a lift, but you can do both.
And you mentioned the ship store. So tell me what that is.
Ship store is offering beer, wine, chips, just basic snacks. Obviously, our fuel system will be ran through there. We have t-shirts, and we're also doing frozen pizzas this year. So if you'd like to come in and grab a beer and split a pizza and hang out, we just installed a sound system for the outdoors so you can listen to some music and sit in the water while your boat's getting gassed up, your boat's getting washed, or just stop by and say hi. You can do that.
And people may not realize the difference between, like, boating on a lake is different than boating on the river because the river, like you talked about, you kind of go up river and then you float down. And the folks that have grown up on the river and are accustomed to being on the river kind of know what to look for. And, you know, it's just a little different than being on a lake.
Yeah, I guess growing up in Michigan, every lake's magnificent. It's fantastic. You just go out and you can float around all day and just go back in. You don't have to deal with low tide or any of that stuff like in Florida going in and out of, and hitting shorelines or anything. It's fantastic. So there's challenges here, but it seems like most of the boaters really are educated about everything that's going on in this river.
Okay. So what would you say to somebody who is thinking about bringing their boat into the marina and hasn't done that? Should we not? Is now the time to do it? Because you opened May 1st.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I even tell boaters that haven't been here before, come on down, take a walk around, see if you like this slip or a different slip, or you want to see how the lift works before you invest the money into that. Just call me up or go to our website, email us, and we're open 7 days a week. We're just closed on Tuesdays just during the spring hours, but we'll be open pretty much every day in the summertime.
Okay. And then let's talk about the fuel. The fuel issue, because you're right at the point where you're finishing up making sure that you can gas up all the boats on the river.
Yeah, we'll have two dispensers. So everything we had before needed to be replaced. So the only thing that's original is probably the tank. So we replace and the pipeline down to the dock. So everything, all the electrical, all the conduits, all the dispensers are all brand new. It just takes a long time to get everything calibrated and set up. We got finishing some seals and sensors on the dispensers on Monday, and hopefully we'll be testing next week, and then hopefully put our submission applications back to the DNR to reopen for fuel service.
Okay. So will you announce that like on your social media pages when you guys are ready to go, or how does that work?
Glad you brought that up, because that's a fantastic question. I had a challenge with Facebook over the year. We didn't have control of the Facebook page until January. We had to create two different Facebook pages. So now Facebook, we have our own Facebook page. We have about 1,200 followers on there.
Okay.
So we hit that a lot of announcements on there. I tried to do it on the website too, but Facebook is the one place to see what's going on at the marina for us.
Oh, fantastic. And I know we've got just a little bit of time left. My husband is a self-proclaimed river rat because he grew up on the river. So have you adapted to our river yet, to the Missouri River yet?
I could say yes, but I wouldn't be truthful. Yeah. It is a challenge. I mean, I love the river because I boated up on Mississippi River a lot. So it's very similar. So, again, Michigan and Florida, you get a little spoiled in those waters.
Yeah. And real quickly, last pitch for why people need to come down to the Sioux City Marina and check it out.
Well, it's a great family fun weekend for everybody. And even, I mean, the fishing down there is fantastic as well. Hopefully sometime down the road, we'll start bringing some fishing gear into the ship store as well.
All right. We are looking forward to a great summer on the river. Jason Addington, the general manager of the Sioux City Marina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And have a great weekend, everyone.